And we're back. It's Coffee Morning Laughter. Good morning, everybody. It's another Saturday. It's me and Michelle in the house. Shell, say something.
Morning. Morning, morning.
That's a real big something she's saying. Yeah.
Thank you.
Guys, welcome back to Coffee Morning Laughter. We're glad that you're back. Shell, how's it going?
All right, man. All right. New season. Yeah. I like it. Autumn.
Yeah, it's all right, I guess. It's good for fashion, so I'm happy with that. Changing faces. Trying to get the fur coat in.
I know, Whitney. Come on, Whitney.
Come on. I won't sing it to you guys.
Please don't.
Shell's a hater. Yeah, Shell's a hater. Do you know what? I'm so tired because I've been doing a lot of work recently. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited about this morning. I'm excited about the topic for this morning. Michelle's trying to catch me out on a lot of things today.
I am, man.
So, listeners, go easy on me.
Please don't.
Yeah. Michelle, well, tell them what the title is, by the way.
Right.
This is Michelle's favourite part.
So, this morning, we will be looking at, is it important to have certain conversations with your partner before you get married?
Certain conversations. I want to know what conversations you're having with Dan before you married him.
Whoa.
Was it?
Why are you shooting like that so quick?
I'm not shooting.
That was not. Even the attitude that you said that with. What do you mean?
I want to know, Dan, are you ever going to use the tanning spray?
You're a fool for that one, Sheila. You're a fool.
12 years later.
Leave my milk bottle alone.
Milk is still milk.
You're a fool, Sheila. She's on one today.
And Dan,
she's
I love you. Please, don't stop her from coming outside.
Right.
Michelle.
So let's think of the conversation.
Seriously, yeah. The conversations that people have before getting married, do they matter?
Should you be having them? What do you think they should be?
Yeah.
Or the other way around, what do you think they should be and should you be having them?
I think you should definitely be having them.
Okay, well, what conversations are we talking about first off?
What's your credit like?
Credit?
Yeah, because if you've got bad credit, that goes on you and your husband or you and your wife's thing.
I know.
So when you're looking for a mortgage, they're judging you two together.
Business shiller. Business shills.
Look, listen, some people are coming here with debt from uni.
I know.
Debt from buying a Rolex.
You're right.
So, and you're now marrying somebody or getting with somebody, and you're going to be affected with what you can afford.
Mazza.
Yeah, even Fords won't even be able to give you a credit for a car. A Ford Fiesta will turn you down. So you've got to think about who you're partnering up with. So I think that's a really important question.
So credit is one of the first things.
Credit is, that's even known in America as well.
In America, yeah, but that's because in America, everything's on credit.
Listen, yeah. I'm going to try and find this for the listeners, yeah? When, okay, it's no secret, I'm a Christian, yeah? But Pastor, or is it a bishop? No, Pastor Creflo Dollar, yeah? Mm. He has this thing where he talks about the questions you should ask somebody before you marry them, yeah? And it's the funniest thing. It says to men, ask women if that hair is real.
Yeah? Oh, wow.
Ask if that eyelash is real. If you're not sure, just ask. Because what if you don't like a woman who wears fake hair, and then you marry her and she takes off the wig?
Yeah, but to be fair, if you looked at the female, and you like the look of her, with her fake hair, mind your damn business.
Yeah, but the thing is, you might not know it's fake because
that's on you.
Yeah, ask the question, because somebody can look like they're well put together. And then when you marry them, they've been living on their cousin's couch.
I will get you that the link for this. The Chinese man that married a woman, they had kids, and God forgive me, this is his words and not mine, but the kids came out, like three kids, like very, very ugly.
Yeah.
And then what he then found out was that the woman had loads of plastic surgery. And so he divorced her and sued her.
For defrauding him.
Yeah, basically. Because he said the kids looked like her before she had her surgery. But he didn't know that she had surgery until after the ugly kids came out.
No child is ugly.
His words, not mine. They're not mine.
Even though some people do say to people's kids.
Oh, Auntie Sheila, please.
She stopped me, guys.
I know, I've stopped you. Auntie Sheila, please.
I wasn't even going to say anything bad, yeah. She just stopped me, yeah.
But I gave her the look.
I think what it is, yeah, I think the question that we're looking at within this episode really is that what are the conversations that you can be having? Yeah. Did you have any conversations with Dan on a reel?
So ours is a bit different. Obviously, for the listeners that don't know, I had a child prior to meeting Dan.
Yeah.
So I think, and we dated for 7 years before we got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, which
living
is a
living in
long,
sin.
Yes, happily. Yeah, happily. I said it. Sorry, Mummy Rose.
Jeez, Michelle. I thought you was a believer now.
So I think I didn't have explicit questions that I had to ask him.
Yeah.
However, I saw his mannerisms.
Okay.
So, for example, Dan's not really, Dan's not a Christian. I think he grew up going to church, but he definitely wouldn't describe himself as a Christian, whereas I am a Christian.
Yeah.
However, Dan knows what's important to me.
Yeah.
So Dan knows that I pray with all of my kids before we go to bed every night.
Yeah.
So Dan knows if I'm out,
yeah,
he will pray with the kids,
yeah,
before they go to bed.
Who's he praying to? White Jesus or black Jesus?
Any Jesus. The Jesus. Yeah? The Jesus.
Guys, it's a joke. It's a joke, yeah? It's a joke.
I'm shaking my head too. So, obviously, there's things like religion that I didn't really need to have that discussion with him,
yeah,
you know, because I saw what he was doing with Livs. So
that was good enough for you?
That was good enough for me.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't now expect us to have kids, and then he says, I'm going to pray with that one, but not with these two. And
okay,
that's not what's happened.
Okay, because I think sometimes, okay, obviously, dating at 23 or being in a relationship 10 years ago, when you're younger, it will be different with somebody now.
I think you kind of fall
your
into
values,
things.
Yeah. And what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I think if you're dating at an older age, it's what you're looking for because you know more now. Because the saying is, when you know better,
you do better.
And I strongly believe this, and I could be wrong, and it's all right, people can, interject and say whatever, but I guarantee you, majority of people that got married really early, if they married at, say 21, 22, 23, really early, if they had met their partners now at 35, at 34, at 33, they would have married that man.
I don't want to say yes and no because I think I met Dan when I was younger, but we married quite late.
Yeah, but
I think
if
I was
you had
31.
Met the man you had met then,
no,
at
definitely
30,
not because he was. I don't want to say he was a boy, but
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and some men are still boys.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you're an older woman dating a man, and you want to settle down now, and you're both the same ages, or an older man as well, because some men meet women that are just not where they want them to be.
And also I was going to say, like, there's some females that are women, but actually we're still girls.
Yeah, young.
Okay, auntie.
They love to give me that auntie title. I don't know why. It must have been the wise wisdom I was pouring out last night.
It's the cash madame.
No, but it's kind of like, for me, the questions are really different from what I was looking at 23.
Definitely.
At 23, I didn't expect you to be in a full-time job.
You
working at a retail job was good enough for me at 23. At 23, I didn't expect you to know who you was, because I didn't know who I was, fully. Do you know what I mean? Even now, at the age that I am, I don't know who I am
fully.
I'm still learning self, but there's an element, there's a place where I'm at within who I am that I can make decisions. That I don't want to now go and be using the words from the Bible, equally yoked to somebody who doesn't even have a vision for themselves. I couldn't get with a guy now who didn't have his own place.
Okay.
So
someone that lived at home, you mean?
Well, that's even different, because you could be living at home with a purpose to buy something.
Oh, you're talking about no fixed address?
Yeah, what am I doing? Where are we going? Fix the board, I call it. It's like that. I couldn't put myself in that position.
No, definitely. I agree.
I
agree.
Couldn't have somebody say, "Oh, babes, So, you know when people speak without saying anything? People were accusing Will Smith of doing this at the moment. He says a lot of things,
but
he says
not
nothing.
Saying,
But so imagine meeting a man who's your age now, the age that we are. See, it's different for you, babes, because you've been in a position where you met your guy when you both were quite young,
mm-mm,
and you grew together.
Yeah.
Now, at the age that I'm at now, look, where we're going.
No, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Like, if you haven't got a place to live, you haven't got a steady job, you know, you haven't got good credit. There are things that.
So these things that you are asking people now, like, yeah, what's your credit rating?
No, come on, like, how can I? Like, even,
I don't know what I'm
even
saying.
Even people think I'm mad myself. Yeah, even my mum will say to me, you know, you're
are you
mad.
Okay?
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, yeah, there's a way of finding out how somebody lives. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just that I think we've become more refined in the way we look at people, the way we talk to people. Because when you see somebody, you might just watch what they do on the surface, but if you have interest, that's like more platonic.
Yeah, so yeah. I look at the way people spend money. Yeah?
Yeah.
So if someone's just out here just spending,
yeah,
and then they want to be coming and asking me,
borrow me a tenner.
Yeah, borrow me a tenner. But I'm seeing the way you're spending.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not adding up. Yeah. The adding is not adding
at all. I haven't got a tenner.
Yeah. After a while, I'm like,
I didn't have it when they first asked me. I won't have it at all. When they said to me, have you got room in your house for me to stay? I don't have room. I don't have capacity. Yeah.
No capacity.
Everybody knows I don't have capacity. If you move into my flat, I don't have capacity. Yeah.
Chills, you got capacity.
For who? Even my clothes are falling out. Yeah.
Do you remember when we did a sleepover in this very room?
Yeah, exactly. We were 23. Yeah. So we have capacity to be sleeping on floors, yeah. And you know, whatever. But now a 44-year-old man or a 35-year-old man wants to come to me to say to me, chills, yeah, let's be in this one. I said, what? Listen.
Nah.
You wanna take the balcony?
I'm very funny. Do you know what? I think even as a grown, well, maybe as a married woman, yeah, I can only sleep at my house. If it's not a hotel.
Yeah.
I don't see myself as a married woman. I can't be sleeping out at people's houses. Yeah. I have to return back to my house.
Yeah.
I have to return back to my house. Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. But some people. So now a guy comes to talk to me at the age that I am. Yeah. And I'm going to be all right with that.
And says, yeah, can I come and sleep over?
So there's a question. So, like you said, yeah, I might watch what you're doing and I might be like, okay. What? Are you staying the weekend?
When are you going home, bro?
When are you going? It's like, this is not the lockdown period that you can't go back home. Yeah. It's like, what you're doing here? And I think for me, it's one of those things where, what have you been doing with your life to end up here?
That got you to
here. If I'm hearing a story like that's like plausible to say, you know, something happened to my family.
I'm separated, I'm divorced, I've had to pay this.
And it makes, because you know, the ams of this world will tell you the stories that you need to hear. Yeah. So you've got to be vigilant. Yeah, as a female, as a male, you've got to be hearing. Do you know Michelle always says a thing? Yeah, I'm shine your eye.
You said Michelle and tap me like it's not me.
Yeah, no. Like,
yeah, shine your eye, guys.
Shine your eye. Yeah. Because the adding is not adding up.
It has to add up.
Somebody's saying to you, they have a job. You never see them go to the job. There's a thing that there's a meme that came out here saying, the person's always posting holiday pictures, but never post a picture at the office.
Yeah.
There's a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Or at work, or anything. And I'm not saying go in, but if somebody's dating you or looking to have interest in you, you need to find these things out, especially where we're at. When I was 23, I promise you guys, not even exaggerating it, I couldn't care less
about anything.
What you was doing, As long as you had money, and that's not to say like you're bathing, you can take yourself out, you can do whatever you need to do. If you was driving your Ford Fiesta,
it was okay.
Yeah, or your Citroen, whatever you was driving, it was fine. It didn't bother me. Yeah, but when we get over 30, now I'm looking at you with intent.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah,
I'm looking at you with intent because I'm seeing 30-year-old boys doing the right things. So when I'm looking at a man who's 40, when I'm looking at a man who's 35 plus, and I'm not trying to say that there's a race or there's something. There's things.
I think the reality is you need to have certain things in order.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then actually maybe you're not ready to be married.
Are you saying married or even just be in a relationship?
Let me say married because I think, I don't know, when did we, I thought we discussed that about, I don't feel that you need to be well put together
to be in a relationship.
To be in a relationship. Because I think that people can grow
Okay, so Michelle, you know, God forbid bad things, as we always say, Imagine if you were still dating now. And you know, you're a nice age of what? How old are you now?
Nice age of,
nice age of 30.
Thank you.
30 plus, So you're now dating somebody. You've gone to work, you've established yourself, you have your own place, you're renting out properly, you're doing life for yourself. Now you want somebody to join you. This person they don't really have a job. Yeah. They don't really have a... You even when you're
talking, No, listen. It's not you don't really have a job. You either have a job or you don't.
You don't have a job.
Okay.
And you're saying that I have a job, but the job is not jobbing.
That means you don't have a job. You do or you don't, yeah?
So, exactly. So, even that... So, when you was 23, that statement...
Would be okay.
Would be okay. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm kind of in work or not.
Yeah.
Because now at 30-something, you're thinking, so... How are you paying your bills?
Yeah.
How are you taking it out?
Yeah.
How are you surviving?
Yeah.
How are you supporting your family?
Mm.
Yeah. So, as insult to injury, if the person has kids or if the person wants to have kids and they're saying to you, we should have kids, to put them where?
And you don't have a job?
You don't have
you
a job.
You can't open your mouth to be saying such things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what you get on this side of life. So when you're dating somebody, ask the questions that matter to you.
Mm.
That's my take on it.
Yeah.
Because not everything matters to me. Yeah. I might get with somebody that doesn't have an awful lot of money. That doesn't bother me because I'm a believer that money can be made.
Yep.
Yeah. Like you just got to
comes and goes.
Yeah, money comes and goes. Anybody can make money if they're willing to
work. They want to.
Yeah. So it's not a fact, you know, it's the African saying of that person that is doing it, do they have two heads?
Yeah, that's what grandma says. Yeah. What's the difference? What is the difference between you and them?
Yeah, what's literally the difference? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have two heads? But you know what? Yeah, Tesco's always hiring.
Mm.
Yeah. Asda's always hiring.
Always.
Yeah?
Amazon.
So, yeah. So you can do something, but you're choosing not to do it.
Yeah.
So me in my adult state where I've seen life, yeah. Do you think I'm going to, do you know what? Yeah. I'm going to come on to this, yeah. And I'm cutting corners here, but I think, yeah, it's the value you place on yourself that will allow you to be in certain relationships.
Yeah.
And my pastor preached something about having difficult conversations.
Mm.
Yeah. And if you're scared to have a conversation with somebody, yeah, that means there's something wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if I'm dating somebody, if I'm talking to someone and I want to have a future with you, I am going to have those conversations.
I should feel comfortable enough to say whatever's on my mind. As long as it's said in a respectful manner.
Exactly.
There should be no issue.
So when I'm talking about questions that should be asked, you need to, these days you need to ask people, have you been married before? And or are you still married? Or are you married somewhere?
It's harsh. I know it's harsh. I agree. But I'm just like, damn.
It's horrible what the world has got to because people lie,
And then they'll say, you just didn't ask.
Hey, it's true. It's true.
Just like I didn't lie. You didn't ask.
That's God forbid bad things. Because I want to make it to heaven. And the Bible says, do not be murderers. Yeah. And if somebody's telling me that...
Sheila's looking to the heavens.
If somebody's telling me that, that you didn't ask, But this is why I ask my questions.
Mm.
Yeah. I want to know where you live. How long you've been living there for.
Yeah.
And girls, this is just something to let you know. If somebody then says to you, oh, this is my own place. I bought this place. Just ask to see the... To the mortgage deeds.
Why?
Because they're lying to you, But if you're materialistic, and you don't have your own, that's going to make you flatter inside, And you're going to be like, oh, this guy is real. Deception.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if watch long enough,
you'll see it.
You'll see if that person really is saying what they're saying. Because girls, 101, if you know, if the person says they've been living there for 2 years or 3 years, sometimes you've got to remortgage.
Yep. Remortgage.
So you hear those conversations where a person say, oh, I'm just remortgaging, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, my rate is changing. If they're not having
it's not happening.
It's not happening, If now their boiler's raking, and they're saying that one housing group is coming to fix it, it's not...
Then let that accidentally slip.
That ain't the house, because when it's your own property, you're bearing for that.
You gotta sort that.
So little telltale signs, You know, when you see a nice car, it's not always theirs.
Yeah.
All these things are on credit.
It's terrible, man.
So don't go ask the real questions that matter. Yeah.
Well, funny enough, going back to our sickle cell episode, another things that I think that both male, females, you know, especially even, for the white people as well that might be into their ethnic peoples.
Yeah.
About your...
Depends on this world.
I was going to say my Turkish delight, shout out to you.
Yeah. You like them coloured.
Yeah. I hate that word.
What's wrong with it?
Shills. Right. But it's about, what is it? Blood, it's not blood type. It was...
it could be blood genetic. Group.
Yeah, so finding genetic. So one of the conversations you need to be asking is about the blood group.
Yeah, you just need to be asking about, yeah. You know, listen, your last relationship, what's the end of? Some people have serious STIs.
Yeah.
Serious, like, illnesses that there's can be
one,
transmitted.
There's one that actually stays with you. The HPV, but is it...
herpes.
Herpes yeah. That stays with you.
Yeah.
You understand? So that's something...
I was reading about this the other day, yeah, because I think one of my young people had it. Oh. And I said to her, like, listen, you've got to live with it.
Yeah.
It will come and go. Yeah,
that's the reality.
And I said to her, it's likely that the next person you get with will have it already anyway.
Well, look, you trying to be nice.
But I was being really real, yeah. Because do you know what, yeah? People don't take care of themselves and people don't have these regular checks, yeah. One thing that used to, it still happens, yeah. But one thing that you used, I always used to encourage a lot of young people doing, yeah. When I say young, I mean like above, like 21, if you're in a relationship and whatever, yeah, because I used to be church youth leader, whatever. You can't control people what they're going to do with their private lives, but you can advise them to be safe. Yeah, I would always say, you people look really friendly, yeah. You might need to have a check out of each
both
other,
both go and do the sex check,
yeah,
yeah,
go and have it checked out and see each other's results.
It's better to be safer than sorry,
exactly,
that's the reality.
Yeah? So now you're there linked to somebody and you're now nursing diseases for the rest of your life. No thanks.
Cause she'll have rolling her eyes.
Honestly, you know what? Yeah, I'd rather pick my hell.
Yeah.
Than rather be lied into hell. Does that
make sense?
I'd rather pick. You know what that saying of you made your bed now lay in it.
Yeah.
I'd rather know exactly where I'm laying my head, yeah, than to be having surprise.
No.
Yeah. This is your life.
And I think as people we need to respect people enough to allow them to have that choice. So honesty is always, and I say this to Livs all the time, what's the worst that I can say? No.
Yeah.
I might say it angrily, I might shout it loudly, but the worst I'm going to say is no.
Yeah.
So always ask.
Yeah, but you know what, yeah? You've got to have the spirit of discernment, as Michelle said the other episode that we had, yeah? Because I don't know why, yeah, I've been very spiritual about this, yeah? Because people will lie to you to get what they want.
I know.
Remember, at 14... you're not much of a good liar.
Yeah.
Like at 8, you know, they can still figure it out. If the kid keeps lying to 14, they become a better liar.
Yeah.
Put 10 years on top, 24, they're a better liar. Put another 10 years on top, 34.
I can't stand it.
They're working with the liars
the
in life.
The elites of the elites.
Yeah. So now you're coming along with your innocent self, thinking, oh, yeah, this is all right. You can be male or female, depending on where you grew up, yeah? And somebody would see that and take advantage of you.
Yeah.
So... I'm asking my questions because I want to know. Yeah. I want to know where you went to school. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling me that you've got a degree. A degree in what?
Where from?
What did you buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people will be telling you everything you want to hear that makes sense. And I said before in the podcast, ask questions that matter to you. Because you might not care about somebody's background in terms of studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you care about it, ask that question. And if somebody is serious about you, they'll answer those questions.
Yeah.
It's for you to determine whether or not you believe them.
Mm-hmm.
A lie?
So would you recommend like a double authentication? We have to doubly check. So they've said it, and then you have to doubly check it somehow.
Look, yeah, I like to ask questions at the beginning of the relationship. Because when we're in deep, yeah, when we're like in those 3 months, oh, romance, yeah, I can ask you again when you're comfortable.
That's it. In social work, we call it triangulate the information.
Yeah.
So you have to get the same information from three different sides.
Exactly, yeah. So if you're now there saying to me, oh, I love you, I'm like, I love you too, boo, that passport. Yeah, and if that password's still not being shown, yeah, then my little hat is off, like saying, I'm going to go to my mum, please go to the prayer closet, yeah. God is showing me something here, it's not right, yeah. But it's little things, yeah. I would ask my questions like three different ways or three different times.
Yeah.
Because if the answer is consistent, and if I believe
then it
you,
makes sense, yeah.
I don't need to ask you again, yeah. But if I'm now looking at you like,
nah.
Heard it all before, yeah. It's not going to be working, yeah. My only thing would be, if somebody is refusing to give you information, that's an answer in itself.
Silence is an answer.
No answer is an answer.
Yeah.
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 So when you're being questioned or being told certain things, yeah, question it. There's nothing wrong with it, yeah. So them difficult conversations need to happen.
100%.
Like, I'm here for it, yeah? And if anybody wants to... No, actually, let me not put that out.
Don't do that.
So if anybody wants to ask me...
I knew where you were going. Yeah, chill, don't ask me. Don't,
it's not your business, yeah? Because...
Mind your own. Face your own.
Yeah. You need to go home and ask that person that you're with, yeah? Or that person that is telling you that they are having that...
Sweet nothing.
Oh, babes, legit. I need to know, like, obviously, Michelle, you're married.
Mm.
And you might say to yourself, well, she was, I'm not dating, so I'm not asking certain questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those are not my worries in that regard, yeah? Mm. But I'm saying to you now, yeah, you have got friends.
Yeah.
That when we speak, you're like, shoes, did they even ask this question? Like, did they even know about this person's this, this, and that? I'm like, look, yeah, I'm telling you what they told me. Yeah.
Or even the answers that they are giving. That they're giving.
Hey. It's not my baby mum. She's my baby mum, but we're separated. But
chills. Sometimes, it's enough.
Sometimes I sleep right. Sometimes I sleep right.
It's enough, Sheila.
I said, look, yeah, babes, yeah. That's his wife.
Do we need to put a trigger warning on this?
I don't know if we need to put a trigger warning. I was saying, babes, yeah, that's not just his baby mum, yeah. That's his wife. And listen, you were the mistress.
Can I just do a PSA, just a little announcement, yeah? As someone who, as a child, with someone who I'm not in a relationship with, yeah?
Yeah.
Things are, there's no grey when it comes to baby daddies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no grey. It's black and white. Yeah. There was no sleepovers. Yeah. There was no holidaying.
Yep.
There was no, there was no nothing.
Yep.
It was for the child and that's it. So, yeah, ladies, gentlemen, if there's any grey, oh, man.
Get out. Yeah.
Yeah, get out.
This is not 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm telling you, get out.
This is not 50 Shades of Grey. And it's kind of like, when people were there, like, oh, no, but he called me in the morning. Yeah, when she went to work. But he called me at
night. Listen, it's enough.
Listen, yeah, she's a nurse and she does a night shift. Yeah,
I need to rein her in, guys. Yeah. Sheila, I'm reining you in. It's enough.
No,
before I cut off your mic.
I'm trying to set my people free, yeah. Girls, yeah, please. Yeah. Don't do it to yourself this Christmas, yeah. Be set free, yeah. Ask the questions you need to ask. And when you get the answers, yeah, if you're unsure, listen, come to me. Come to me. Come to me, yeah.
Shills will.
Michelle.
Dr. Shills will.
People, if you're unsure about what that guy is telling you, come to me, yeah? Because me, I know all the questions that you need to be asking.
Oh,
yeah?
My goodness. Look,
if the person is saying they're going to work, yeah, and every month you've got to lend them money, they're not going to
they're
work.
They're not going to work,
yeah?
Love.
If the person is saying that they've got a house and they've got tenants in it, yeah, and they're staying at your house all the time, they haven't got a house and they haven't got the tenants in it, yeah? And you know what? You're just another girl that is a stripper.
I've got to cut her mic now, people.
Cut me off, yeah. Listen, I'm asking all the questions, yeah. Really, how old are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's know this.
What day was you born on?
When did you arrive? For all the arms out there, yeah. So, you know, I've been in England for 20 years now. Listen.
The abs.
Yeah.
Not the arms. The
abs. The arms, yeah. Like you, all these questions, yeah. I know it sounds like it's a bit mad. Like they matter,
and it's about trying. Like, yeah, as much as we laugh, like you said, getting the same answer from different streams,
yeah,
then you know you're onto a good thing
consistently. And watch the person circle, yeah, like you know, the saying, fools rush in,
okay,
yeah. Sometimes take your time with such certain things because when you rush into something, that's the bed you've made,
unless it's love at first sight.
Listen, that love at first sight had a cigarette, yeah, in his pocket. Look what happened, yeah. The girlfriend even came and told her, "I'm sleeping with your boyfriend, and I'm not gonna stop."
That wasn't that one. That was a different one.
Oh, Michelle, now you're embarrassing yourself.
That was a different
how
one.
How many times? See,
that was a different one.
This is a prime example of what I've been saying, yeah. She wasn't asking the right
to
questions.
To be young. How young was I?
Yeah, you wasn't asking the right questions.
I wasn't asking any questions.
Exactly. So now if you're 30 plus, yeah, ask the questions you need to ask, yeah. Don't be seeing just a couple of £50 notes and you're going to now off pants, yeah. There's no need to do that. Yeah. Sometimes you just look, put the breast of salvation on, yeah, or the helmet of salvation, yeah, whatever way the scripture is, yeah. Don't let yourself down, yeah, by not asking the right questions, yeah. It's been sweet, it's been nice. It's definitely time for us to wrap it up,
yeah. Yeah.
Michelle's thinking, I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore.
Damn, I am, you know. Seriously, these streets, I don't know, they seem, it's hard out here. It
the
looks hard.
Are
it looks
mad.
Difficult.
mad. Like, it's just mad. Like, it's just kind of like, whew, I'm going to go out, but I'm going to be covered. Like me, I cover myself in the blood of Jesus. Every time Michelle's countrymen approach me.
This girl's an idiot. My Nigerian guys, I've got you.
I didn't say it.
You said my countrymen. Well, I'm a Nigerian, so you're talking about my people.
I'm not judging you guys. Yeah, I'm not judging
with a loaded judgment.
Michelle,
question.
You're defending them, but you didn't marry them. Covering one in laughter.
That was
yeah?
a slap.
Covering one in laughter. Yeah. I'm just saying, yeah. I'm going to defend
it. I feel like you've been waiting to drop that one as well, you know. I feel like you've been waiting to drop that one.
Listen, it's a different topic for another day, yeah. I love it when, like, you know, my sisters, yeah, who left my brothers.
Oh, what? Yeah, now you're having a go, okay.
One of me saying, brothers matter.
Could you put your fist down, please? Yeah. Are you doing pro-black fist?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Brothers matter. But then they're going home to their suburban areas, yeah.
Where you're not rounded up.
Where brothers can't even get a pass through. Guys, on that note, yeah, don't listen to me, yeah. Pick sense from the nonsense as usual, yeah. Coffee, warning, laughter.
Take care, guys.
Have a great Saturday.